USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The storm that already hit the Virgin Islands, Bahamas, and North Carolina brought hurricane-force winds to far eastern Canada, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people. Dorian hit near the city of Halifax, ripping roofs off apartment buildings and toppling a huge construction crane. There were no reported deaths in Canada, although the storm has been blamed for at least 49 elsewhere in its path. Top sustained winds had dropped to 75 miles an hour, just above the threshold of hurricane force. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed is not expecting a U.S. or global recession, but it is monitoring a number of uncertainties, including trade conflicts, and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Powell gave an upbeat view of the U.S. economy during an appearance with the Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan in Switzerland. Powell said trade policy is causing some uncertainty, but the U.S. consumer is in good shape. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A once-detained Iranian oil tanker pursued by the United States appears to be off the coast of Syria, where Tehran reportedly promised the vessel would not go when authorities in Gibraltar agreed to release it several weeks ago, according to satellite images obtained by the Associated Press. The appearance of the Adrian Daria in waters near Tartus comes as Iran was prepared to announce what further steps it had taken to move away from its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers more than a year after Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the accord. The upcoming trial of a Chinese national on federal charges that she trespassed at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort and then lied to the Secret Service, rejecting the strong recommendation of the U.S. District Judge Roy Altman, Ying Zhang fired her public defenders to act as her own attorney. A long-shot move the 33-year-old Shanghai business consultant has struggled with during pretrial hearings while setting up Monday's scheduled jury selection. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ginger. It's not just a spice, it's also a special gene that's slowly disappearing from the planet. One small European town is having a celebration just for those people. USA's Wendy King has the story.
There's a festival in the Netherlands this weekend for those with a particular hair color, red. There's as many as 5,000 or more running around the Dutch town of Breda this weekend celebrating Redhead Day. People with natural red hair are coming from about 40 countries around the world to take part in lectures, workshops, and demonstrations relating to the fair-skinned people. Only about 1% of people are ginger. As you would expect, the highest percentage is in Scotland and Ireland. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Two federal agencies have told California officials that a deal with four automakers to abide by tougher emission standards appear to violate federal law. The Department of Transportation and Environmental Protection Agency said the Clean Air Act and other laws prohibit states from setting motor vehicle fuel economy standards. In July, Ford, Honda, Volkswagen, and BMW reached a deal with California to abide by standards that are tougher than those preferred by the Trump administration. Pollution standards are closely linked to fuel economy. That move bypassed the Trump administration's plan to freeze emissions and fuel economy standards adopted under the Obama administration at 2021 levels. Happy Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.